540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Sholly Pittman. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he stands with the mayor of Minneapolis after the shooting and killing of Renee Good by an ICE officer on Wednesday.
Our government, particularly our federal government, should not be escalating violence and making communities less safe.
Mayor Johnson says Milwaukee should prepare for the eventuality of more immigration enforcement, but he says it doesn't make communities safer.
And yesterday's incident was further proof of that.
The full Milwaukee Common Council has condemned the shooting. Members of the Milwaukee County Board have too. Protests are being planned, including one tonight in Cathedral Square and elsewhere across the state, including an Opera House Square in downtown Oshkosh, where last night protesters gathered in the rain for a vigil. WISS's Lisa Hale was there.
Danny Shearer is the founder and organizer of Peaceful Patriots, who promoted the vigil.
We gather here and not only to honor her and what she was doing and what she was as just a person, but also to show solidarity with Minneapolis.
One of the people standing in the rain was Jennifer. She wouldn't give her full name because of her fear of repercussions at work, but she said she had to be part of the vigil.
And to watch the reaction of our government, who's supposed to be protecting its citizens from its law enforcement, is heartbreaking. I mourn for her family. I mourn for her community, her neighbors, her friends, her children.
Lisa Hale reporting. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There's a new effort to start a Boys and Girls Club in Racine. An online petition is gathering support and a steering committee is poised to start meeting. It's the vision of a 25-year-old Racine native, reports the Wisconsin State Journal. Nalo McWhorter says she wants to see more activities and opportunities for youth in her hometown. If launched, it would be the city's first Boys and Girls Club. Over 30 cars have been towed under a new law that gives police more latitude in dealing with reckless drivers. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson during an update on crime statistics yesterday.
When I first got into this office, reckless driving was out of control. It was completely out of control. And so I brought together all, you know, agencies in the city and said, let's find ways in order to address the issue of reckless driving. And we've had some successes on that.
Mayor Johnson claiming success after a recent state law pushed by Milwaukee leaders was enacted last fall. The state law lets cities toughen their ordinances against reckless driving. Under the old rules, police officers could only impound a vehicle if the driver was the owner and already had a reckless driving conviction. But under the new rules, police can impound a vehicle right away. A new ordinance to give Racine police similar latitude is under discussion. It's a Christmas tree mulcho-rama tomorrow. The event, hosted by the Garden District Neighborhood Association, keeps Christmas trees out of the landfill by turning them into mulch for city gardens. The event is 10 to noon at the Robert Anderson Municipal Building. If you want to participate, the tree should be free of decorations and ornaments. Trees can also be dropped off ahead of the event today. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Freezing rain and sleet accumulation can mean treacherous travel this time of year. But how does it form? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
When a warm-up in winter is headed into the state, it nudges in and it slides above the cold air mass already in place. Now, how thick that warm layer is and where you're located while the process is underway determines if you'll get snow, sleet, freezing rain, or regular rain. It gets tricky with freezing rain and sleet. Both start off falling as a raindrop through the warm air above. Depending how thick the layer of cold air is at the surface means the more time the raindrop has to freeze, where you get sleet, a frozen raindrop. But if the cold air is hugging only the ground, then the raindrop freezes on contact, creating a coating of ice on whatever the raindrops touch, including cars, sidewalks, streets, and even trees. Ice accumulates quickest on bridges, overpasses, and ramps, as the cold air is able to rush underneath them, freezing them faster. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Bucks battle the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks and the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Milwaukee coming off a 120-113 loss to Golden State. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just too many breakdowns. I just thought they made all the tough plays, all the loose balls, all the big rebounds, play through contact, and I didn't think we did that.
The Badgers on the road against Michigan tomorrow at noon. UW Parkside in Kenosha announces they'll have a women's flag football team next year. Parkside, the first Wisconsin college to offer scholarships for women's flag football. NFL, the Packers and Bears kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field. It's the third time in just over a month the two teams have played each other.
It's a playoff atmosphere. Everybody's going to be a little more chippy. You know, the edge is going to be there. The emotion is going to be there. You know, it's win or go home. So I definitely expect it to be a good game, but hopefully we on the good side of that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a few clouds and lingering showers this morning, but it will become mostly sunny and it won't be as windy this afternoon. Our high today, 43. Tonight will drop to 30. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a little snow. We could get an inch or two. Our high tomorrow, 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.